This is ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the nonprofit Transamerica Institute. And I'm your host, Al Waller. Today, we're discussing medical clinical trials. What are they? How do you find them? And what is important to keep in mind when participating in one? Here to explain how clinical trials work is Hector De La Torre, Executive Director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies. So Hector, can you start us off by explaining what a clinical trial is and why they're important?
Clinical trials are research studies that test new methods of prevention, detection, treatment, and care for specific medical conditions or diseases. The aim of these studies is to examine how effective a new treatment or medication is compared to existing practice. There are many types of clinical trials, but the most common are pharmaceutical for specific conditions and diseases, meaning testing drugs that could work on those conditions or diseases.
So once someone with a medical condition decides they want to look into a clinical trial, where do they look and how do they start?
Well, not every condition or disease has an ongoing clinical trial. There are a number of resources folks can look into to get the process started. Getting a referral from a physician, especially one who has already seen you for that condition, is the simplest path. Regardless, patients can look at clinicaltrials.gov, Stanford Medical Clinical Trials, and the National Cancer Institute's list of supported trials, just to name a few. So if you look at any of those, you'll see what's going on out there and what's available. There are clinical trial registries for specific medical conditions, whether one or several trials are underway.
So now that you've identified a clinical trial, how can you be sure it's legitimate?
That is absolutely important to keep in mind, and there are characteristic best practices listed by the World Health Organization. People can search the World Health Organization guidelines for good clinical practice, which discuss different elements such as the number of participants involved, transparency in the information given, and which questions to ask, access to a patient advocate, and of course, the benefits and risks of that specific trial.
Okay, well now, given all this important information about process and resources, I can imagine folks have got to be wondering, where exactly does health coverage come into play here?
Well, our mission at Transamerica Center for Health Studies is to equip consumers with as much information to make the best decisions for their healthcare. All of this information is featured in our upcoming clinical trial guide, which includes information on how your health coverage may cover some of the costs associated with clinical trials. However, research costs are often covered by the research institution conducting the trial, which are often pharmaceutical companies. The clinical trial mandate in the Affordable Care Act ensures that health plans cannot deny coverage of routine care even when patients enroll in clinical trials. People should always ask their insurers what will or will not be covered under insurance when considering enrolling in a clinical trial or getting any coverage for that matter.
Well, as always, Hector, this has been very enlightening. So thank you again for being with us today. And for more information on clinical trials and other health and wellness information, visit TransamericaCenterForHealthStudies.org. This has been another episode of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by Transamerica Institute. Until the next time, this is Al Waller on WYPR.